figurines. For the first time, Jamie realised the Lake Grace Hotel was dripping with bright baubles and tinsel. She'd been too stressed after her terrifying ride in the bus to notice. She cast her eye at the ceiling. The oily-looking, off-white pressed tin was draped in gaudy bands of gold, silver, green and red. The overhead fan was making the tinsel shake and shudder in its breeze. Ah, Christmas. The season of joyful celebration. With 3 weeks until Christmas Day, the reason she was in this godforsaken place was because she was trying to avoid having anything to do with it. She'd thought remote would mean less chance of being bombarded by jovial festivities. Not for the first time in the last little while, she'd cursed her former employers, the chic Melbourne public relations firm Wheatles & Brute, where she'd been a marketing executive. Retrenchment was a kicker. Gone was her six-figure salary, and with it her to-die-for Southbank rented flat, her car that came with the job, her iPhone and iPad. And if that wasn't bad enough, it was her first Christmas without her father Jack, who'd succumbed to a heart attack last Boxing Day. Her mother, Blanche, not one to let the grass grow under her feet, had already remarried. Jamie's new stepdad was called Dave, and he was a redneck bushman, not unlike Marble Man standing beside her. "Have you any idea how I'm to get to Burdekin's Gap?" she said to Marble Man.